Battle of France is over. The Battle of Britain is about to begin. Upon this battle depends the survival of Christian civilization. Upon it depends our own British life and the long continuity of our institutions and our empire. The whole fury and might of the enemy must very soon be turned on us. Hitler knows that he will have to break us in this island or lose the war. If we can stand up to him, all Europe may be free, and the life of the world may move forward into broad, sunlit uplands. But if we fail, then the whole world, including the United States, including all that we have known and cared for, will sink into the abyss of a new dark age, made more sinister and perhaps more protracted by the light of perverted science. Let us therefore brace ourselves to our duty. So bear ourselves that if the British Empire and its Commonwealth last for 1,000 years, men will still say, this was their finest hour.
We, Americans, are vitally concerned in your defense of freedom. We are putting forth our energy, our resources, and our organizing power to give you the strength to regain and maintain a free world. We shall send you in ever-increasing numbers ships, planes, tanks, guns.
There's a killer on the road. His brain is squirming like a toad.
Lend-Lease was born of a great conviction and a great need. The first was the growing certainty in the United States that what was at stake was not merely the life and death of Britain or of the British Commonwealth. The American people had come to realize that the whole Western Hemisphere was in peril, and with that, the entire fabric of human freedom.